and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth. I hope you're going to enjoy the program I've got lined up for you. When I was talking to my old friend Alan Rhodes on last week's show, he mentioned how much he enjoyed instrumentals, and I thought, yeah, I enjoy instrumentals too. And I normally only have one or two on the program, and this time I've got a few more instrumentals. Some of them you might expect, and some of them will be a little bit different for you. So sit back and enjoy some bluegrass music. We always kick the show off with an instrumental, of course. It's a tune called Back Porch Bluegrass. Why not? It was one I recorded back in the 1970s, and it seemed to be an appropriate theme song for the show. And I get to play banjo on it. It's a great tune that I wrote, together with Colleen Trendworth, who plays the fiddle on it. And but we're going to hear from all sorts of people on this show. Red Smiley in the Bluegrass Cut-Ups, and the Travelling Mercuries, Tony Rice, the Pippi Pickers, all sorts of people. So let's quieten down that backing now. And we might hear, we'll kick it off with Chris Henry and the Hardcore Grass. I saw them when I went to Mountain Grass in Australia, and it was a lot of fun time. Featured in the band, Chris Henry playing mandolin, doing vocals, Kyle Tuttle on banjo. We're going to hear him later too. George Jackson on fiddle, Daniel Watkins on guitar and vocals, and Andrew Small on bass. Some great music. Let's listen out for Chris Henry and the brand new pair of blues.
Heartache that I hide in a worn out set of tears I have cried. If the only thing that's missing is now you, then I've been missing out on a brand new pair of blues. And these worn out heartaches bound to fit me fine, 'cause when I get to Pinesome I don't mind. I'm wearing out my lonesome with bad news, missing out on a brand new pair of blues. I love to watch my teardrops fall like rain. It's hard to tell the pleasure from the pain. So while you're out there telling that we're through, and I'll be missing out on a brand new pair of blues. And these worn out heartaches bound to fit me fine, 'cause when I get to Pinesome I don't mind. I'm wearing out my lonesome to bad news, missing out on a brand new pair of blues. That's waiting on me, but I won't trade my blues for misery. And I can't see me loving no one but you, and I've been missing out on a brand new pair of blues. And these worn out heartaches bound to fit me fine, 'cause when I get to Pinesome I don't mind. I'm wearing out my lonesome with bad news, missing out on a brand new pair of blues. I've been wearing out my lonesome with bad news, missing out on a brand new pair of blues. Pair of blues. I've been missing out on a brand new pair of blues.
Chris Henry and the Hardcore Grass there. They were a fun band to watch. We really had a good, great time at that festival. Here's Red Smiley and the Bluegrass Cut-Ups with Billy Edwards playing banjo and Tater Tate on fiddle with a real jam session tune called Salt Creek. We'll be right back. Tater Tate was a great fiddle player, and that was a great tune. Pretty short, but that's the way with some of these ones. They were recorded on Rural Rhythm. That's a hard name to say for someone like me. And in the 1970s, I think 1960s or 70s, and they put out a lot of albums with a lot of tracks on, but they had to be short so you could get all the music on those old vinyl albums. Let's listen to the Travelling Mercuries now. Great band. Ronnie Mercury on lead and harmony vocals and playing mandolin. Rob Mercury on banjo, Jason Carter on fiddle and lead and harmony vocals, Alan Bartram on upright bass and lead and harmony vocals, and Cody Kilby on guitar. Great lineup, and Del gets to stay at home, I guess. What have we got lined up here? We got a tune called The Shaker. Here it comes, the Travelling Mercuries.
Here a legend after dying at Big Ben. I aim to follow, cause we always was a team. Without my nerves of steel, he'd never beat Hurley's machine. I ate the red shell rock dust sticking to my lungs, buried me inside out. I can't catch a breath, son. But back when I could sing, we'd keep the gang in time. Drilled a whole lot further when he'd raise his voice with mine. You swing the hammer, John, I'll hold the drill. I'll be your shaker, you know I always will. Careful with that hammer, my life is in your hands. If we don't make it through the mountain, John, I'll meet you over in the promised land. A big city dandy showed up to take our pay. What we'd clear in a week, he claimed he'd do in a day. That drill sure was a demon, a lot of noise, a lot of steam. But I saw right away it weren't no match for John and me. I'm the one said, Captain, let us have a go. We commenced a drilling, the rest you know. All we couldn't hear the freight train in John's head. Went to fetch him water and come back to find him dead. I couldn't be a shaker for nobody less. Ain't nearly crazy enough to work with second best. When I'm gone, lay me down next to him in the sand. Let me rest in the shadow of the mountain and the man. John, I'll hold the drill. I'll be your shaker, you know I always will. Careful with that hammer, my life is in your hands. If we don't make it through the mountain, John, I'll meet you over in the promised land. Shaker, you know I always will. Careful with that hammer, my life is in your hands. If we don't make it through the mountain, John, I'll meet you over in the promised land. If we don't make it through the mountain, John, I'll meet you over in the promised land.
The Travelling Mercuries with a song called The Shaker, talking about the days of building the railroads through the mountains. Man, it'd be tough work and real hard work, and I guess there were a lot of lives lost on those things. Not too much health and safety in the workplace in those days, was there? Let's listen to a track from the album Love Hurts by Sally Jones. Came out 2001, and here's a song written by Harley Allen and Deborah Nims. And Sally does a great job of singing it. She's got Chris Jones playing lead guitar, Mickey Harris on bass and harmony vocals, Kristen Scott Benson on banjo, and Ron Stewart on mandolin and fiddle. Must have four hands. But it's a great song. Sally Jones and the song Blue Tonight. Sally Jones from the album Love Hurts, Blue Tonight. Nice song, isn't it? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm Paul Trenwith and your host. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. They're a big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, which is where this program comes from. And Shearer's have been serving the people of Hamilton and the general Waikato area, which is the area we're based in the North Island of New Zealand, for more than 50 years. And a great place to go for Christmas presents. I tell you, you can't go wrong when you buy something from a music shop as a Christmas present. New instruments, Martin guitars, Deering banjos, right down to beginner ukuleles. You can get all the accessories you can think of, straps and strings and stands and picks and books on how to play, all that sort of stuff. Go and see Shearer's, and I'd like to thank them for sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. It's great having them support local music endeavours. What are we going to play? We're going to play Kenny Baker. From the album, Kenny Baker plays Bill Monroe. There's some great tunes on this, as you can imagine. Kenny Baker worked for Bill Monroe for a long time in two separate sessions, really. This was recorded in 1976. Kenny Baker was playing fiddle, Joe Stewart on guitar. Joe Stewart was a real workhorse for Bill Monroe. He played every instrument in the band. He even played mandolin when Bill had an injury. And he played guitar, he played fiddles, he played banjos, he played bass for him. Vic Jordan's playing banjo on this one. I love Vic Jordan's playing. Bill Monroe is playing mandolin. How about playing that? Playing your own mandolin tunes and your own songs on someone else's album. Great. Bob Black also played some banjo, and Randy Davis played bass, and I've picked the tune Cheyenne. Great tune. Kenny Baker.
Hello, you are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with Paul Trenwith. My name is Annette, and I am recording this at the southernmost tip of Lake Michigan in Gary, Indiana, USA.
Thanks very much, Annette. Nice to hear that the show is being listened to in Michigan, USA. Big hi to all the people around New Zealand listening on Access Radio shows, different times of the week the show comes out. First aired in Hamilton at 10 p.m. on a Tuesday night, and then at later times and other stations throughout New Zealand. Also, hi to all the people listening on Access Radio in Canada. Show comes out in various times on various stations there, on Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA, and of course, listened to by lots of people on podcasts. You can get it as a podcast on Spotify or Free FM or iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean. There's a whole bunch of different ways you can get the show. Accessmedia.org is also another place you can find several of the past episodes of the show. Oh, Back Porch Bluegrass, and what could be better than to have some Tony Rice? This is from the album Native American. Yes, I got that right. Comes out 1988. It did. Why You've Been Gone So Long, Mickey Newbury song, Tony Rice guitar and vocal, Jerry Douglas on dobro, Vassar Clements on fiddle, Mark Schatz on acoustic bass, Wyatt Rice on guitar, Jimmy Goodrow on mandolin. Wonderful lineup as always with Tony Rice, and a great song by Mickey Newbury. Have a listen.
It rains, Lord, I run to my window. All I do is just wring my hands and moan. And listen to that thunder, Lord, can't you hear that lonesome wind moan? Tell me, baby, now why you've been gone so long. Tell me, baby, now why you've been gone so long. You've been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, now why you've been gone so long. A wolf is scratching at my door, Lord, Lord, and I can hear that lonesome wind moan. Tell me, baby, now why you've been gone so long. Mm-hmm. said they thought they saw you roaring down in Reno with the big old man from San Antonio. They tell me I'm a fool to pine for you, but what do they know? Tell me, baby, now why you've been gone so long. Tell me, baby, now why you've been gone so long. You've been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, now why you've been gone so long. A wolf is scratching at my door, Lord, Lord, and I can hear that lonesome wind moan. Tell me, baby, now why you've been gone so long. I wanna do, Lord, so I guess I could get stoned and let the past paint pictures in my head and kill a fifth of Thunderbird, Lord, and try to write a sad, sad song. Tell me, baby, now why you've been gone so long. Tell me, baby, now why you've been gone so long. You've been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, now why you've been gone so long. Wolf is scratching at my door, Lord, Lord, and I can hear that lonesome wind moan. Tell me, baby, now why you've been gone so long. Tell me, baby, now why you've been gone so long.
Yeah, oh, great song by Tony Rice. Oh, really enjoyed that one. Time we went back to another instrumental. I was telling you I was going to play more instrumentals. Here's a classic song, Precious Memories, tune written by JBF Wright a long time ago. And this is from an album called Stobro's Blues, where Ferrell Stowe is playing the dobro, our resonating guitar. He's also got Tim Crouch on fiddle, Dennis Crouch on bass, Dave Maravilla on guitar, Ron Pennington on mandolin, and Ferrell Stowe playing the resonating guitar. Precious Memories.
Thank you.
pretty tune, Precious Memories. Makes a great song, makes a great instrumental. Should have mentioned the reverb unit in that one. It was about the sixth instrument in the band, wasn't it? A bit like the old Stanley Brothers recordings. Precious Memories by Feral Stowe. Let's listen to one of my favourite bands, Sawmill Road. I saw them play a reunion set at Grass Valley a few years ago. Man, it was fun watching them. They're just a great band. Steve Spurgeon on bass and most of the lead vocals, Dick Brown on banjo, Charlie Edsel on guitar, Mark Miracle on mandolin. We know Mark well. He's a regular visitor to New Zealand when we don't have COVID-19 restrictions. And Doug Bartlett on fiddle, and they do some great music. This is a tune written by Steve called Leave Me the Way I Am. Good words.
Hotter than a Georgia night, you've got a way of looking right into the sacred heart of any man. I don't plan to be your fool, I'm not some kid just out of school, but I feel like I'm on sinking sand. I've heard all about the broken hearts left in your tracks, so have mercy on me before there's no turning back. Don't say you love me if you don't really want me for your lifetime, man. I don't need it. I'm better off a stranger. Leave me the way I am. Satisfied alone, heartache goes right to the bone, and that's a feeling I know something of. It took years to fortify the wall around this heart of mine, then you burn it down with just one touch. Ooh, you've got the prettiest blue eyes I've ever seen. If I don't walk away, they'll make a fool right out of me. Don't say you love me if you don't really want me for your lifetime, man. I'm better off a stranger. Leave me the way I am. Don't say you love me if you don't really want me for your lifetime, man, cause I don't need it. I feel the danger. I'm better off a stranger. Leave me the way I am. I'm better off a stranger. Leave me the way I am.
They do some exciting music. The audience was delighted to see them at Grass Valley. It was back 2017, and they were obviously favourites there. Another instrumental, this time from Dan Creary from the album Ladies Fancy, recorded in 1977. He's got some great musicians on this tune. I'm going to play a tune called Julie's Reel, which features Dan's superb guitar playing. He's also got Sam Bush on mandolin and John Hickman on John Hickman on banjo, Curtis Birch on rhythm guitar, and who else? Byron Belon on fiddle. No fiddle on this one. Okay, let's have a listen to Julie's Reel.
Thank you.
That was Julie's Reel by Dan Crary and a band of very accomplished pickers. Didn't they do a nice job on it? It was great. Well, let me tell you about 2021 and Kiwigrass. First weekend in February, that's the 5th, 6th and 7th of February 2021, we're having a Kiwigrass festival. Yes, it'll be for New Zealanders, really, because it's pretty hard to get into the country. You've got to come in, you've got to get your 2 weeks isolation, managed isolation, and that because of this dreaded COVID-19 that's plaguing the world. But we've got some great musicians here in New Zealand. The festival will also be featuring our great BB, who's one of our wonderful exports, but she is coming back into the country to visit family and friends, and she and Alex Rubin will be at the festival doing some great plays. And some of the New Zealand musicians, of course, will be out in force playing some great bluegrass music. And one of them will be the organiser of the festival. Not only does she do a superb job of organising Kiwigrass, but she's at the forefront of the playing as well. A fine bass player and vocalist, Janina Barbanel of the Pippi Pickers. And I'm going to play a track from the album With a Spade by the Pippi Pickers. Janina Barbanel doing the double bass and vocals, and you'll hear that this song is all about the bass. Gary Bigwood on mandolin and vocals, Barry Talkington on guitar, and Nathan Talkington on banjo. They make a fine band. We'll be doing some picking with them next week, hopefully, and it's always fun picking with the Pippi Pickers. That's pretty good thing to say. Maybe I ought to write a song, Picking with the Pippi Pickers. I think I'll get someone else to sing it. And here's this tune featuring Janine and her singing and her bass playing, all about that bass. The Pippi Pickers. Come to Kiwigrass, you guys.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. I got that boom, boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk in all the right place. You see the magazines, working that Photoshop, you know that shit ain't real, go on and make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just hold it up, cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. You know my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. Says the boys like a little more booty to hold at night. You know I won't be no stick figure, silicone Barbie doll. So if that's what you're into, go ahead. Because you know I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass, no treble. I'm all about that bass. I'm bringing booty back, go on and tell them skinny ladies. No, I'm just playing, I know you think you're fat. I'm here to tell you every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. You know my mama, she told me don't worry about your size. Says the boys like a little more booty to hold at night.
'cause you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass. You know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Oh, what a great song, and it really suits Janine, All About the Bass, doesn't it? Got her all about the bass. She's not really all about the bass. She's all about everything to do with bluegrass music. She is a wonderful promoter, and KiwiGrass 2021 will be great fun this year. Come along. It's also preceded by a camp where experienced musicians are teaching those who want to become more experienced. You can sign up for the camp, or you can just sign up for the festival. Great idea for a Christmas present, buy tickets to the festival. Just go online, look at KiwiGrass 2021, and that'll tell you what to do. Right, we started the show with Chris Henry and the Hardcore Grass, and his banjo player was called Kyle Tuttle, and here's Kyle Tuttle now from his own album, Kyle Tuttle Bobcat, and we're going to play a tune called Bobcat. It's Kyle Tuttle playing banjo, John Stickley on guitar, Billy Contreras on fiddle, Dominic Leslie on mandolin, and Royal Massat on bass, and they do a fine job. All young pickers, and they do a great job. Kyle's playing a banjo that looks like it's got a Baldwin body to it, just by the flange and that sort of thing, and I remember talking to him about it. He said, yes, it was an old Baldwin type or Baldwin Ode type body, but it's got a different neck on it. But he makes it sound good. Here's Kyle Tuttle and Bobcat. That banjo a real workout, didn't he? That was Kyle Tuttle on a tune called Bobcat. Time for a gospel song now. Let's listen to Donna Ulysses from her album An Easy Climb, came out in 2011, and this is a song called Faith is a Journey.
Grandma's good sense was pure country genius. I hold her hand, hang on every word she said. Martha moved through life like she owned all the secrets, and I still carry her voice in my head. She'd speak what her mind told her to. Her code was a rule that rang true. She'd say, love is a mountain so steep and rocky, but when you fall it's sweet and wild. Faith is a journey so blind and trusting, but when you find it, it's worth every mile. She had a light hand with buttermilk and flour. Grandma's biscuits were heaven in my mouth. Her homespun keep filling me with power, a legacy I carry from this angel of the South. She sure gave a lot to this girl when she taught me to trust in the world. She'd say, love is a mountain so steep and rocky, when you fall it's sweet and wild. When you find it, it's worth every mile. Love is a mountain so steep and rocky, when you fall it's sweet and wild. Faith is a journey so blind and trusting, but when you find it, it's worth every mile. So worth every mile.
Hello, this is Clayton Hand from Newfoundland and Labrador, Canada. I'm delighted to listen to the Bluegrass Selections by New Zealand's Paul Trinwith on Back Porch Bluegrass. I listen on Voice of Bombay Radio, located in the heart of Canada's Gros Morne National Park.
Well, thanks very much for that, Clayton. The Voice of Bombay is situated in a very picturesque part of Canada, and I'm delighted that Back Porch Bluegrass gets played right up there. Time we had some station IDs from a few of you southerners, though. We've got a few, but I'll get to play them soon. But feel free to send them in to paultrenwith@gmail.com or straight to Free FM and just say that you listen to Back Porch Bluegrass and you enjoy it. Don't say that you don't enjoy it. And I'll try and find a space to play you. Oh, seldom seen were one of the very influential bands of the 70s, in fact, right up to now. And they did some fine music. I'm going to play a couple of tracks, Cannonball, and which is an instrumental, because we're playing a lot of instrumentals on this show. And then if we got time, with Body and Soul. Let's listen to Seldom Seen.
Thank you.
Well, we've just about come to the end of the show now, and as it's Christmas time, I'd like to thank you all very much for listening, and we'll take it out with a brand new recording, Caroline Jones and the Trenwiths doing Silver Bells. This was done in Auckland, recorded with the mixer being in Florida and with the producer being in New York, and Caroline Jones and the Trenwiths were recording for the first time, and it was a lot of fun, I tell you. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Tune in again. We'll keep going right through December and January to get your bluegrass fix. Here's Silver Bells. See you later.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, needing smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells. Kids bunch.